Hello, I'm Stefano Negrini from Italy and I am the Director of Cochrane Rehabilitation.
And I'm Carlotta Kikens, I'm from Belgium and I'm the Coordinator of Cochrane Rehabilitation. First of all, we want to thank Bernardin, the Chief Editor of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology, for giving us the opportunity to write an editorial in his journal.
And in this editorial, we had the chance to present our work as Cochrane Rehabilitation and to discuss a little bit the future of systematic reviews in rehabilitation in general and specifically in the world of the developmental age.
In Cochrane, there are different types of groups. First, there are the review groups, where the systematic reviews are produced around different health conditions. Then there are the centers, which are geographical, who do knowledge translation for specific regions across the world. And then there are the fields. Fields have the role to be a bridge between Cochrane and its stakeholders. A field is organized around a specific dimension, and so we created in 2016 Cochrane Rehabilitation. We aim to be a bridge between Cochrane on the one hand and all the rehabilitation stakeholders on the other hand. That are professional organizations, patients, and most of all health professionals, clinical practitioners. Within Cochrane Rehabilitation, we want on the one hand to bring the evidence that is in Cochrane towards the field of rehabilitation, towards the clinics and the practitioners. On the other hand, we also want to bring the needs of the field, of the practitioners and of the patients to Cochrane. So one of the things we want to do is to help prioritize topics for reviews. We invite you to look at our website. You see the link here in the YouTube, and under About Us you can find our mission and vision. So our vision is in fact to ensure that all rehabilitation health professionals can apply evidence-based practice, starting from the evidence within Cochrane, but together with your own clinical expertise and with the values of patients. You find there also our organigram and how we are organized. In fact, we work on different topics. First of all, we have a review group. And when you click on the tab evidence, you can find all the reviews that are relevant for rehabilitation organized either by health topic or by health professional on this webpage. We discovered that 1 out of 11 Cochrane reviews are relevant for rehabilitation. We also work on communication, on knowledge dissemination, and so we have a monthly newsletter. You can subscribe to it at the right of the webpage for free. We produce their blog shots, so when a new review that is relevant for rehabilitation has been produced, we make a very simple blog shot, just one slide with the most important message. We also use social media like Facebook or Twitter, so we really invite you to follow us there. We have an educational committee where we try to organize, and where we organize, in fact, workshops or other educational material. And the idea is also in the future to have more webinars and information available on our website, which you can also already find partly on the resources page. We have a publication committee, and there we produce Cochrane Corners. We are also very happy that we just signed an agreement with Developmental Medicine and Childhood Neurology. So in the future, we will also produce Cochrane Corners there, which is a short commentary from a rehabilitation perspective on a Cochrane review that is relevant for the readers of this journal. Last but not least, we have a methods committee where we work on the problems of methodology in rehabilitation research. But that I let the word to Stefano, who will explain you more about that.
In this editorial, we also discussed the future of the systematic reviews in rehabilitation. We know very well how many methodological issues have research in rehabilitation. Just think of the black box issue, that means we don't know exactly how the different treatments have been performed in the individual patients, and let alone when you have to put all the patients all together to perform a study. Or we can discuss about the blinding difficulties or the problems with your randomization, the many problems we have with the statistical methods. And also in many fields of rehabilitation, it's very, very difficult to apply randomized controlled trials. All these create a challenge when we are trying to summarize all the evidence in systematic reviews. And the problem becomes even bigger when we have to do with developmental medicine. Just think of the impact of growth and changes with growth that can be different in different child, particularly around adolescence. Or we can discuss about the length of treatments that during growth can really be very, very long. And you can see the results only at the end of growth, and you have all this period of time to consider. Or the problems of dropouts that follow up, right? Because due to this length of treatments, you lose a lot of patients. All this creates challenges, and these challenges are in the primary studies, but obviously when we speak of the secondary studies that are the systematic reviews, we have to take into account all these problems that comes from the primary studies. And as Cochrane Rehabilitation, we are trying to do some work to improve the methodology in the production of randomized controlled trials that are the primary studies concerned when we consider systematic reviews in Cochrane. And we are producing a checklist for these methodological issues that are very typical of rehabilitation. We hope to finish this work by the end of 2020. But we want also to focus on another point, that is not only to have available the best evidence, but to have available also the best possible evidence. And when it's not possible to have a randomized controlled trial, observational long-term control studies can also offer interesting results. And in these cases, we are working with Cochrane to try to make it possible to include not only randomized controlled trials, but also controlled long-term observational studies. And so to have, in a way, different pyramids of different high height according to the topic of rehabilitation that is considered. Finally, another point that we raise in this editorial is the possible importance of clinicians in the future. Because nowadays systematic reviews have become so complex that there is the tendency to have more epidemiologists and more methodologists than clinicians. But some of the issues that we are considering and we have already discussed here can be solved only by clinical good knowledge. And probably in the future we will also see that, an increased importance of clinicians in producing systematic reviews.
We hope you enjoyed this video. We also welcome you to work with us, because we need a lot of support to perform all the tasks we envision for the future. Please go to our website, and on the Get Involved webpage you can see how you can join us. Thank you, and hope to meet you at a later occasion.